Next, David will discuss the importance of positive expectations and forgiveness in the healing process.
The healing process comes about by the most positive expectations and ways of defining every aspect. I am destined to recover from this. All illnesses are temporary. I always figure the secondary payoff I get from any illness is I'm working off some bad karma. Maybe in previous life I kicked some guy in the knee in a soccer game, right? In an ancient civilization. So I say, well, you could be working off some kind of bad knee karma. Maybe you kicked the guy when he was down. Yeah, maybe that's what I did. The guy would, beat him in the ring. Oh, yeah. And I gave the guy a kick to make sure he wouldn't come back up as a part of the enemy. This is a serious game. If you lost, they killed you. The consequences were serious. So I guess that justified kicking him in the knee. But there's guilt about it. And so I think the knee, because I haven't lived enough centuries to examine every thought or action in every single lifetime, that this is the residual of the guilt and self-judgment about an injury to some person's knee in the past. The importance of forgiveness is coming from the realization that you're a limited being with limited view, with limited capacity, and that something less than perfection does not mean you've been wrong or sinful or that you should punish yourself. It's that you didn't know better at the time. If you could have done better, you would have. The fact that you didn't proves that you couldn't. The person said, well, I should have. Well, if you could, you would have. So you accept the fact that you're limited. You did less than the ideal because you are limited. And we're limited in different ways and different aspects of our personalities at different times of our life and different ages. So the limitations that I experience now are different than the ones I experienced at age 18. The values are completely different. The symbols are different, the symbols. So any of these things that they occur do so because they are symbolic of other things, and it isn't the actuality of the reality of the thing, but what it symbolizes. Being president of a company or president of an organization, these titles just carry so much weight in today's world. To truly forgive, truly, it doesn't mean just judgmentalism. It means forgiveness is automatic when you understand the absolute reality of everything. When you realize that everybody is being all that they can be at the time, then you're less judgmental. You realize if they could have done better, they would have, and the fact they didn't means that they couldn't. And therefore, you become less and less judgmental, and eventually you see everyone is innocent. Everyone is run by their own innocent child. As it became abbreviated and modified by life experiences, depending on your culture, your parenting, your friends, etc. And everyone in a certain level of reality is actually innocent at every moment. If they could be different, they would be. On the other hand, when you're getting into destroying meaning, there is no transgressions, neither is there innocence, nor is there non-innocence. You're saying that all meaning is meaningless, so that's nihilistic. From a nihilistic viewpoint, nothing anybody does has any justification, meaning, or significance or value, and life is a nil. If life was nil, why would you say life is a nil? Because you're saying life is a nil itself is meaningless and stupid and nil.